School's out today for many kids in Hawaii. It's the second of 17 furlough Fridays the state has imposed to close a big gap in its education budget. Hawaii has instituted one of the most drastic public school teacher furloughs in the country. Parents are up in arms. State officials are scrambling. From Hawaii Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
At Kahala Elementary in Honolulu, kids are herded along a shaded walkway into a school's cafeteria. It was in this cafeteria several weeks ago that Joe Curran, mother to a first grader, banded together with other moms worried about looming furlough Fridays.
And from that meeting, a little voice, someone sitting next to me, said we should really march on the Capitol.
They formed Hawaii Education Matters, and last Friday they indeed marched on the Capitol.
Some 700 parents and children rallied at the state capitol today to protest cuts to education on furlough.
State capitol turned into an outdoor classroom on this first furlough Friday.
Protests were also taken to court. Two class action lawsuits were filed against the state. Eric Seitz is one of the lead attorneys. He's encouraged by the protests because he says it will take public outrage to move state government.
The outcome of this whole issue is going to be a defining moment in the political life of this community and for a long time to come. And it's very critical, I think, that we resolve this problem sooner than later because the long-term effects are going to be horrible.
Hawaii students already test well below the national average. More than 60% of island schools haven't met adequate yearly progress under the federal education program known as No Child Left Behind. Garrett Taguchi is chair of the Hawaii Board of Education. He says there just weren't many other options after a 14% cut to education funding this year. He says officials warned the public months ago this was coming.
And the public didn't pay attention. And, you know, understandably, because it probably wasn't happening, maybe people thought it wasn't going to happen. But we knew it was going to happen. And so when it finally did happen, the public's reaction is not surprising, but it is sadly maybe a bit too late.
After the protests last Friday, Governor Linda Lingle, who signed off on the furloughs, backpedaled and said she now thinks they were a mistake. And the state Senate has formed a special committee to look into options to restore the lost instructional time. Again, Chair Taguchi.
I'm very pessimistic that anything will be done, but on the other hand, I'm optimistic that I'll be proven wrong.
Until lawsuits are settled or state government can work out a compromise, parents of the more than 170,000 public school kids across the state are stuck, wondering what to do with their kids on furlough Fridays. Back at Kahala Elementary, Jo Curran has decided to put her son Max in a learning enrichment program.
You know, classroom time is just not something that can be compromised. It's just as simple as that. It's not a debating tool.
But at $30 a day, it's not something everyone here can afford. For NPR News, I'm Ben Marcus in Honolulu.